Getting food to 20 million people spread across vast areas of land in four nations would be challenging in peacetime, but it's further complicated by the conflicts in these countries.
Security situation on the ground is so bad that quite often we cannot reach these populations that need to receive that food.
Muslim extremists in Nigeria and Somalia, ethnic strife in South Sudan, and a civil war in Yemen. The fighting is not only creating food insecurity, it's making it harder to resolve. To avert famine in these countries, the UN and aid groups engage in longer-term peace and development efforts.
The kinds of early investments that donors are making in peace-building and stabilization and resilience are key to the success of our diplomatic efforts to resolve the political disputes, as well as to our military and peace-building efforts to marginalize groups like Al-Shabaab.
With the US proposing to slash by around a half the money it gives to peacekeeping, these interventions may be harder to fund. As it is, UN donations are far from hitting targets. According to data from the UN Office for the Coordination of Humanitarian Affairs, this year, Yemen and Somalia are less than 50% funded, a shortfall of more than $2 billion for these two countries alone.
It's extremely difficult because there are so many competing needs, humanitarian needs, around the world. On top of that, there's a certain fatigue that has set in among some donors. The international community sometimes looks at these as if they're hopeless.
A push for financial support is essential at any UN General Assembly.